The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. So The Weeknd is dropping his latest album, Hurry Up Tomorrow. This album will serve as the final installment of a trilogy, and he says will be his final album as The Weeknd. So in March 20th of 2020, he released After Hours. Then on January 7th, 2022, he dropped Don FM, and now 3 years later, he's releasing this album, Hurry Up Tomorrow. It was initially due to be released last week on January 24th, but was pushed back a week out of respect and caution due to the Los Angeles wildfires. I'm sure I'm speaking for many others when I say that I've been anticipating and looking forward to this album. From the trailers, which I've covered in previous episodes, to his one-night performance in Sao Paulo, and the singles he released, it's really been quite the rollout. Now, it seems like the rollout for this album has been a continuous, ongoing one, rather than a traditional one where it's concentrated over a set period of time with periodic singles and then the album release. This has been more continuous. So the first visual trailer we got was on July 18th, 2024. And shortly after, he announced a Sao Paulo one-night show. Then on July 23rd, he released the second trailer, which featured a snippet of a highly anticipated song. Now, we don't know if that song was titled Hold Your Heart or Regular or how the full song even sounds. But on a side note, this is the song I'm most looking forward to hearing. It was played as a snippet on an Instagram live that he did back in 2020, and then it was used again in this trailer. Now, the song itself sounds fire, so I really can't wait to hear it in its entirety. But then we got the third trailer on August 5th. He then announced the official album title on September 4th, 2024. He revealed the cover and held his one-night performance on September 7th, where he performed only the songs from this latest trilogy. So we got to hear him perform songs from his last two projects, After Hours and Don FM, as well as some unheard music that will be on Hurry Up Tomorrow. Then, on September 13th, he dropped Dancing in the Flames, which came with a visual collaboration with Apple, since it was shot on an iPhone 16 Pro. Then on September 27th, he dropped a second song, Timeless, featuring Playboi Carti. Now, interestingly enough, Dancing in the Flames came out the day before I was going on a vacation, and Timeless came out in the middle of my trip. So those songs basically served as a soundtrack during the whole trip, but nonetheless, he also did a live performance at iHeartRadio Music Festival. That was also in September. And he dropped the song Sao Paulo featuring Anita. That was the third song that he put out, and that came out in October, right before Halloween. So this has been an ongoing rollout dating back to last summer. And I was planning to do this episode sooner, but I was taking a wait-and-see approach because I thought there was going to be at least a final trailer or a track list reveal days before the album came out, you know, similarly to After Hours and Don FM. However, it's the day before and there's been no release of the track list. So I guess we'll find out collectively when the album drops. But man, I'm anticipating this album. It's crazy because throughout this trilogy, it seems the releases coincide with major events. So when After Hours dropped, there was an emergency quarantine going on, and he almost thought about pushing the album back, but ultimately decided not to. Then when Don FM came out, there was a resurgence of COVID, and he actually proactively released that album quicker for the fans. I believe it would have went number one had he didn't make that selfless decision for his fans. And I believe that's what partially played a role in why he's taking more time in delivering Hurry Up Tomorrow. But anyways, with this album, there's the fires, right? The Los Angeles fires that caused him to push it back a week. So there always seems to be something going on. But regardless, After Hours and Don FM were musical masterpieces. They were cohesive bodies of work, and I enjoyed those albums thoroughly. I expect Hurry Up Tomorrow to follow that mold. Now, there's a lot of mystery surrounding this album, which has really become synonymous with The Weeknd himself. But there's a lot of questions. Who are the features? Who are the producers? How many tracks will be on it? What will it sound like? Is this really his final album as The Weeknd? So one of the biggest storylines has been that this will be his final album as The Weeknd. Now, is he done making music as The Weeknd for good? Will he be making music as Abel going forward? Now, I personally believe he's going to take a long break from music altogether and focus more on the film side of things. Now, he has a movie, Hurry Up Tomorrow, coming out in May. I believe it'll be a visual accompaniment that is complementary to the album. I personally predict that it'll be a semi-autobiographical film, similar to Eminem's 8 Mile or 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying, but will have a slightly different element to it since the genre falls under suspense and thriller. Now, we'll see how that works out. I know he has plans to then embark on a tour to accompany the finalization of this trilogy and to support this album. Then, like I said, I believe he's going to take a long break from music and focus on other things and really just enjoy his personal life.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the past 5+ years, he's consistently been working. He dropped 2, soon to be 3 albums. He did 3 legs of a world tour. He released a TV show with an accompanying soundtrack of original music. He filmed a movie, and he will continue his tour. So he's been working hard. So I believe once this chapter closes, he'll do film-related things, but he'll also step away from the limelight for a bit and just live his life. And who knows, I think maybe in a few years, he might find a creative spark and come back again as The Weeknd. But let's not digress too much. With this album, I'm expecting it to be something special. If it is truly his final album as The Weeknd, then I believe he's going to deliver an absolute banger. I think we'll see a mixture of the pop synth sounds that he's delivered with a little bit of the trap and R&B sound, such as Timeless. And I predict there'll be some experimental opera / choir type sounds. There seem to be elements of that in one of the trailers. I believe it was the last one. And a little semblance of it at the one night show in Sao Paulo. Now, I may be wrong, but we'll find out when the album drops. Now, I seldomly listen to new music, or much of any music at all, to be honest, especially lately. But generally speaking, I would have to listen to an album on streaming first to see if it's even worth buying if I want to support that artist. However, The Weeknd is the only artist that I will pre-order his music well in advance before it comes out, because I just know it's going to be good, and he has never disappointed in his catalog. He consistently delivers great, cohesive music, and I think Hurry Up Tomorrow will be another musical masterpiece and will be a great way to conclude this trilogy. Now, I will do a full album review after it drops. Just give me a few days to really consume the music, marinate on the album, and then I'll do a full and thorough album review. But as the album approaches, and what could potentially be his final album as The Weeknd, let's really appreciate his work, his catalog, the creativity and effort that he puts into his music, and just enjoy the anticipation of this album. It's truly a great moment, especially for his fans and supporters. So let's enjoy it. He's extremely talented and a hard worker. He's also a humble, generous guy, and is very unproblematic from what I've observed. For him to have a body of work where he can deliver two separate trilogies in the same career, now that's some legendary shit. That's some Michael Jordan winning three in a row, retiring, coming back, and winning another three in a row before retiring again. It is on that level, and it is unprecedented for an artist to do something like that within their career. And from when I was finishing up my last year in high school to starting undergrad, going to and finishing university, entering adulthood, and the different chapters and moments in that aspect of my life, I can honestly say that The Weeknd has been providing a soundtrack to my life. So this album definitely hits home for me, and I'm looking forward to it. Hurry Up Tomorrow. Literally, it needs to hurry up because the album drops tomorrow. But I'm expecting it to be a great album, and I'm sure his fans will appreciate it and enjoy it. He's performing on Jimmy Kimmel tonight around 11:30 p.m. Eastern time, and then I'm sure the album will drop shortly after, most likely around 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, it's interesting because the trailer for After Hours started off with him leaving the stage of Jimmy Kimmel. So it's almost like a full circle moment. I'm guessing they probably did that intentionally, and I wonder if the performance will somehow tie everything together. We'll see, but I'll be listening. I know his fans will be listening. I think even if you're not a fan, but you enjoy listening to music, you should give the album a listen. I think it'll be a multifaceted album that will have a mixture of sounds, but will blend together very well. And I'm sure there'll be something for everyone. These are just my thoughts on it. You guys can probably tell I'm looking forward to this album. Like I said, I'll be sure to do an album review for it next week, so stay tuned for that. But that's all I got for you guys today. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and share it with your people. You can also follow me and the podcast on social media. You can also check out my books. All of these links will be in the description. Until next time.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.